Welcome to another episode of the Transformer Podcast. This is episode 18 of the Transformer Podcast. And today, we're going to be looking at a topic, inferiority complex versus your talent. We discover many people out there, what is affecting their talent is inferiority. But today, episode, going to shine more light to the solution that you need in order for you to manifest your talent. My name is Akin Olipo. Welcome once again to the episode of the Transformer Podcast.
Discover God-given potential. Get the tips on how to manifest your talent. The Transformer Podcast. Good. This is the Transformer Podcast. My name is Akin Olipo, and I'll be your host on this episode of today. And what we'll be discussing today is inferiority complex versus your talent. I know many people fail to use their talent due to inferiority complex. So today, I'm not the only one in the studio. I'm not someone in the studio with me. Please, can we meet you?
I'm Joseph Okorobobi. I'm a youth.
Okay.
In my late 20s.
Okay, that's nice.
I'm a chemical engineer from the University of Port Harcourt. I graduated from the University of Port Harcourt.
Wow.
I'm somebody who's interested in youth.
Wow.
That's
lovely.
And in God-given talent.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. I think that the type of people we are looking for on the Transformer Podcast, because our purpose is to help you discover that God-given potential and to give you the tips on how to manifest that talent to the glory of God. So that's lovely. So you love a talent, and you have a talent, you have interest in that, right?
Yeah.
No, that's lovely. Yeah. If anybody are listening to us out there, did the Transformer Podcast, I'm having someone with me in the studio today. His name is Joseph Okorobobi, or Okorobobi Joseph, though I call him Big Joe. So be the one we're having interaction together in the studio today. So I'm not the only one. I'm very happy today, very lovely. So we'll be asking him a question, because today we'll be looking at inferiority complex, how it can affect our talent, and how to overcome that inferiority complex, and how to manifest our talent to the glory of God. So I'll be asking him now. So Biju, what do you understand by talent? Have a different definition about talent. So what do you understand by talent?
It is, to me, talent is a marked skill or ability that somebody possesses. Now somebody can have more than a skill, more than a special skill, but when you actually mark one or two in the person's life, when I say marked, I mean something predominant, something the person does very perfectly, with less stress. You say that the person's talent. You know, some people learn to sing. They do trainings upon trainings. Of course, even when you're talented, you're supposed to train and to be perfect. But some persons actually do something. Some people sing with ease. They don't stress themselves when you see them sing.
Yes.
They are marked. That skill they have is marked. So it is a marked skill or ability that somebody possesses. That's my definition of talent.
Lovely, lovely. In a previous episode of the Transformer Podcast, I think we had different definition. Everybody gave us different definition of it. But okay, today is not. Let's just go straight to what we're discussing today. But we'll have asked you that, how can someone discover that talent? How can someone discover the talent? You may have something that someone do. Normally do without stress and that thing. Some people don't know how to discover that. Even they are doing it with ease, they never know that's their talent.
To discover talent is, in the secular world, me, I'm a Christian, I'm a Bible believer. So whatever I do is in line with God's word. I believe strictly in what God says about me. So in the secular world, looking at the secular world, people discover, you discover your talent, actually discover your talent by focusing on yourself, paying attention to yourself. If you don't know yourself, you can't. You can't get to actually know what you are perfecting, you do with ease. You take note of yourself, then you map out what you can do with ease. That's the easiest thing you can do without stress. That becomes your talent. Like me, even in the office, I have had times when I sing in the office without knowing. I just sing. So I discovered singing is a talent.
Because that would have been my next question. How do you discover your own talent? But now it's like I'm listening.
So that was how I was in school teaching when my preparator came to meet me and said, You don't sing in the office. He told me that you don't sing in the office. But I repeated it once or twice because it's something I do without stress. I can compose, I can remix somebody's song without stress, and it becomes better than the person's song. Yes, it is. I have discovered that is my talent. And I've come to discover that I had a particular skill that I did not know was available. I appreciate literature. I'm an engineer, but when we're doing literature courses in GSS classes, junior classes, I discovered I had so much interest in it, especially in poetry. So later in life, I met a friend in school. This guy was a very good writer. He could twist words. Wow. Instead of saying I'm going to school, he would say, "School, here I come." You see the beauty of
yes.
He just arranged a simple word and you begin to appreciate what is rearranged. Yeah, he rearranges the words, and then I never knew. I had it, but it was dormant, it was not active.
Yes.
I discovered it via this friend. He assisted me, he said I could. He said you can. I just tested me, write something about yourself. And then I just wrote. And as I wrote, he said, "You have this thing." And then I started upgrading it.
Wow.
I would look at his works. That was how I discovered I could sing. I could write.
Wow. This is lovely. I think people that have been listening to the previous episode of the Transform Podcast will really love today's episode, because we have been looking different ways how to bring some people in that really understand their own potential, their own talent. This is lovely. Wow. This is very lovely. Now, today we are discussing about inferiority complex and your talent versus your talent. Now, what do you understand by inferiority complex? What can you tell us? Because we discover that most of people have the talent, but they feel inferior sometimes in order to manifest that talent or the potential in them.
Inferiority complex. The phrase inferiority complex is somehow.
Okay.
It is a they say inferiority complex. It is a complex. Anything that is a complex looks like something that is hardly understood, like something that is not normal. That is to the extreme. It's a complex.
Okay.
Anything that is to the extreme is a complex. Now, inferiority complex is simply to feel inferior. In some aspects, it's not every. Some people, you cannot just feel inferior in every area of your life.
Okay.
In some special aspects of your life, it is actually a feeling. You can underline the feeling. It is a feeling, like it's an emotional thing. It is a thought pattern. Yes, that makes you feel inferior. It is a feeling of being inferior in some aspects to some people.
Okay.
Yeah, that is. Inferiority complex.
That is very complex. Yes. Wow. So talking about the feelings. So
feeling.
Now what caused the inferiority? What do you think causes the inferiority complex? Because I believe there's someone that said, it was said that every man will feel inferior sometimes. So what's causing it? What is the cause of inferiority complex?
Inferiority complex is
To feel inferior. What do you think?
To feel inferior. We have lots of causes, but for the bottom line, there's one bottom line, but I'll talk about different causes, but we'll talk about one major cause.
Okay.
So now, inferiority complex can be caused by somebody's past. Yes, your past.
Okay.
It could be your past failure. It could be your background, the family you came from. It could be the way you were handled, you know, in some, especially in Africa, yeah. You know, most families, especially in Nigeria, in Western Nigeria, most people abuse their children. They curse them. Any little mistake they make, somebody shouts at them and say, "You stupid boy! You must be a fool." You know, sometimes they won't say, Yoruba people will say, "Oh, dead." And ode means to be like a moron.
Exactly, a moron. Yes.
And when you start calling your child a moron,
yeah,
when he does anything, and children when they are coming up, they need direction. So when they make mistakes, they feel they are meant for mistakes. They just need somebody to bring them up and say, "Hey, you can do it again. Start it all over again. You can do it." So they don't have these chances. So when they face these things in every stage as they grow up, it affects their relationship with people. They begin to think they are not better. They can't do it better.
Exactly.
So their past and their past background could cause that. Then it could be caused by rejection. When some of them are rejected, maybe because they could not write well like others.
Oh God.
Yes. I watched a movie like Stars on Earth, an Indian movie, like Stars on Earth. Because of the way this boy was, a small boy that could not, he could not pick up like others. Maybe his friends were ahead of him. They could solve maths. They could do other things. But he could not do all of that. But he could draw. But then the drawing thing was not the in thing in the school. So he was feeling inferior, and nobody was there to help him. No. Instead, they were slapping him.
Oh,
so he was now feeling inferior.
Inferior.
They were shouting at him. So he was not feeling. Even his home, his family, his father could not help him. His father was always abusing him. So all these things make them feel inferior to others. That's sometimes coming from a lower social class where your area, everybody there is poor, your family is poor, you begin to feel inferior to the rich people. And that's inclusive. Then I can say being unskilled or when you are physically weak can make you inferior. You know, sometimes when we were much more younger, we discovered that some persons get beaten almost all the time. Anytime they fight, they got beaten. So they begin to feel inferior. So instead of standing at a point to say their mind, they keep quiet because they feel anybody can just beat them up at any time. So they can't stand for their own opinion in the crowd. It could cause inferiority complex when you are weak and unskilled. Maybe you are the one always dribbled in football games. When you are always your team always loses. You always cost the goal because somebody gets to dribble you and get the goal at the back of the net. So all those things make people to be inferior. And sometimes some people feel they are ugly. They are not as beautiful or as handsome as some person. So they could also get inferior by that. This thing is common. This is common to ladies.
But something is something. Now, the inferiority complex now, in the area of talent now, how can we relate it together? Because some people feel inferior and they are talented.
Yeah.
So now, what do you think? They're talking about the causes.
Yeah.
How can we help them now?
Let me now give an instance of the link between inferiority complex and talent.
Yes.
A dark-skinned boy who is skilled, who is a good singer, could be intimidated by a white kid. A black kid who is talented in singing could be just intimidated by a white kid who can sing also, just by the skin color. Maybe some of them might feel, "I am black, and this is white. Is more exposed to technology. Is this? Is that?" And then they begin to feel they cannot perform as their white counterpart. You see, it now makes talent to be affected. Inferiority now comes in to affect talent. You might not perform at your peak because you feel you are not up to standard. Let me just do it. After all, I'm not like them.
That's lovely.
So it has a link.
So that's how inferiority complex can affect a talent.
Yeah, it can affect.
Wow, that's lovely. But now, how can someone overcome the inferiority complex so that it won't affect a talent. You know, we are discussing about inferiority complex versus your talent. Mm. Because I've discovered many people, they are talented. Mm. But because they are afraid that they are looking on the maybe lack of self-esteem, and someone is better than me. If I go out there, they know how to do more than me. They know how to do more than me, and it's affecting their talent. I know some of them. So now, how can someone overcome that inferiority complex?
To overcome inferiority complex, there are lots of things to do. There are lots of things you can do to overcome that. But I will always say there is one key thing we do. After every other thing I will list, I will talk about one key thing.
Okay.
Yeah, one key thing. Now, first, you have to know the root of your inferiority complex. First, you have to determine how you became inferior. You know, some persons most persons are not always inferior in every area, but in a particular part of their life, they become inferior. Some get inferior because of their educational status, some because of their background, social status. So in some persons get inferior in an area, another person get inferior in another area. So you have to check what was the cause of your inferiority complex. Was it because of your past, your social status, the family you came from? Was it rejection? Is it because you were always shouted at, you know, all that? Maybe you were called idiot and, you know, stuffs like that. Could cause that. So now you have to determine.
So before you give us that, we need to have a break. A break, and I'll be right back. Holy Go Congress, the Lord Gate of Heaven, date December 7th, 12th, 2015, venue, Redemption Call, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, Oko State, Nigeria, Ministry, Pastor Yi Adeboye, and Honda, Minister of God. Come, and you shall be blessed. So, welcome back. So, what we are discussing now is how to overcome the inferiority complex. So, say something about how to overcome the inferiority complex. So, let's continue.
Like I was saying, we can overcome inferiority complex by changing our thoughts, changing our negative self-talk. Some people who self-talk, they're always telling themselves, I'm not good enough, I cannot do it. I'm not sure I can make it. Can make a difference. I'm not sure I can do this. I'm not sure I can do that. Those are one of the things that causes that we can use in overcoming inferiority complex. See, you don't carry any blame for the ignorance of others. Now, because somebody abused you, or because somebody when you were young that did not know the potentials you were made of. Started telling you are not good enough, you are not this, you are not that. You should not carry the blame because somebody ignorant did that to you. So, knowing that you are a unique person.
Yes, that's lovely.
Should actually unique. Make you overcome. You know, then you fix your mental self-image, what you have on your head about yourself. Fix your mental self-image.
Okay.
You talk yourself. To becoming a better person.
Okay.
Another thing is, the major thing here is to overcome inferiority complex. The major thing is to be satisfied with whoever you are. That's one of the reasons. It is related to self-confidence. The opposite of inferiority confidence is self-confidence. If you can build your self-confidence in every area, then you become, you overcome inferiority complex. Yes. Then how can you build your self-confidence?
Okay.
It's to be satisfied with who you are. That's the key step. Now, even scriptures The Bible puts it that we should be contented with what we have. If you are contented with whoever you are, you will be
let you have it.
Yeah. Really? So being satisfied with whom you are, it's now self-confidence about building trust for yourself.
Mm.
You build trust for your skills, build trust for your abilities, trust for what your look. If I put on one thing about me, if I put on anything and I make up my mind, I'm looking good from my room. Anywhere I walk to, I walk with that confidence.
Wow.
So I cannot be a failure.
Yes.
If I'm going to anywhere where I'm going to any gathering where calibers of men will be gathered, I don't care whatever they put on. I feel I am on top of the world.
Exactly, you're superior.
I'm superior. Yes. So it's self-confidence. I build my self-confidence.
Yes.
I trust whatever I will have to do, whatever I will have to say, whatever I will have to offer. I will trust whatever I will have to offer. So I will not be able to offer more than what I can offer. So I have to trust what I can offer. Because actually, in this world, everybody complements each other. Nobody nobody's a person filled with all the abilities.
Yeah.
No, in singing, you have various parts that complement. You have tenor, you have bars, you have alto, and all that. You see, this when you see somebody sing and somebody backs up with alto, backs up with tenor, and bass comes in, everything complements.
Yes,
and then the song becomes beautiful.
Exactly.
When this person singing bass withdraws, you notice it.
Yes.
When tenor withdraws, you notice it. Yes. Because these people are important. Now, he might not be the lead singer. The glory is a joint glory. Now, we work together with our unique abilities.
Yes, like that's so unique. Nice.
The simple units we form join to form the bigger atom. Like chemistry, in chemistry they say a molecule is made up of different atoms. You understand?
Yeah.
So it is the matter of importance, it's not the molecule. The beauty of the molecule is made up of, remove an atom from the molecule cannot be a molecule again. So the individual small indivisible units that are atoms are very important. So when you discover that you are a unique fellow, you come to your mental reasoning and become self-confident that you are unique. Your DNA is different. Your body print is different. You are here to do a special
thing. You are talking about the previous episode. Yeah. Hey, that's lovely. Okay.
So you get to understand that this is who I am.
Yes.
Then you become self-confident. That's how you build your self-confidence. And then that's how you overcome inferiority complex. I have been faced with several different limits. Let me point out one.
Okay.
I am very dark in complexion. Since when I was small, my friends would come in school, they would say, hey, black boy, some would call me charcoal, some call me. It affected me. But one day I sat and looked at myself. This is who I am. I was made like this. Yes, I am dark in complexion. I'm an African. I am the real sign of Africa. If I am looked upon, people see Africa because I'm dark in complexion.
So I
started discovering that. I started knowing that I am important. I am the symbol of a nation. I am the symbol of Nigeria. Represent my place. My skin color represents who I am.
And this means that you don't know who you are. You feel inferior.
You begin to feel inferior. Wow. When you discover who you are, you become self-confident.
Exactly.
Then you build your self-confidence. So then anytime anybody tell me I'm dark, I say, this is, you are looking at the real African. Even those people who are chocolate, or some people who say they are chocolate, some people say they are ebony, some people say they call themselves all types of colors. I look at them and say, you are not the symbol of Africa. When they look at me, say I'm an African.
Yes.
They ask you, where did you come from? Because you're not dark in complexion like me. So I became confident.
Yes.
So that is not a problem to me anymore. If anybody tells me I'm dark, if you call me a nigger, I know I'm a nigger. I am here to change the world. No,
yes.
I don't care.
Oh,
I'm actually dark.
So this is,
so I become confident.
This is very interesting.
Anywhere I go.
Yes.
Yeah, I become confident.
So
that's what I can offer.
I see. Yeah.
That's how you can be,
overcome.
Yeah.
Inferiority complex.
Yes.
Wow. You can see, we have been listening to the voice. I've listened to the Transform podcast, and I have someone with me in the studio. Like I said earlier, I have a big Joe or Krubobi Joseph with me in the studio. I tell you, people out there, and listen to the episode, you enjoyed it today, because we are looking at a very important topic. the failure to complete versus your talent. So many people out there, I understand something that don't look fear, or sometimes they build the spirit of hatred. They look at people that know how to do it, I think maybe they should die. So that's not the solution. You build yourself, and you have been listening to the how to build your confidence and for you to overcome the infinite confidence. Yeah. Before we're out of this studio today, Okoro will be Joseph, like I call it Bijo. What can you tell people out there? Because we have a previous episode, episode 1 to like one episode before. But today I would love you to say something. What can you tell people out there concerning this topic before we out of this studio today? Before we end the episode of today,
I would say that I learned something special when I was in RCF, Redeemed Christian Fellowship on campus. When I was in the choir, I met so many guys talented. They were better than me in singing. They understood the rudiments of singing. They knew how to sing on keys. Some of them could play instruments. I mean, I could only play the drum. So I looked at it as though I was inferior. But when I understood that everybody is important, when I sing my tenor, I compliment the one that sings the alto, and everything becomes beautiful. And I discovered that actually I am not supposed to be doing everything. I am here to fill a part, to fulfill a part. So when you discover that you are supposed to come and do your own job and leave, then you will not be, you'll be a superhero in your field. So you cannot be everything. That's another problem with people that are inferior, because they actually believe they are better. Like, you are supposed to be everything. You are not. Somebody else, that's you are talented. Another person is talented like you. Somebody can be better than you. You can be better than somebody. But he who is better than you cannot be like you. Because the person is not you. Now, when you bring...
Originality.
Yes. I love that. When you present yourself in your own way, you might be singing the same alto as another person singing alto. But your alto is unique to you. The person's alto, and this is to complement a role, to fulfill one purpose. So when you discover that you are here to fulfill a part of destiny, you will love yourself. So, to everyone who is talented, I'm telling them that you need to know that you are unique. You are not inferior to anybody, neither are you a superhero to everybody. You are not superior to everybody, neither are you inferior. You are here to fit to a particular hole. Like, if you are a round peg, you are going to a round hole. You are fitting into something. You are here to fulfill purpose. So you are unique to fulfilling that purpose. So say that, tell yourself that I am so person. Change the mentality you have about yourself and begin to fulfill destiny. That's all I have to tell anybody.
That's lovely. So for people that listen to out there, they're just coming in, this is the Transform Podcast. I'm my name is Akele Paul, and today we have listened to what I stand by talent, infinite complex, and how what the causes of infinite complex, and how to overcome the infinite complex. Yes, we understand until we discover ourselves, we always feel inferior, and you are not superior to anybody, and neither you are not inferior to anybody. So you just try to discover and play your own part. So, like, there's someone before we out of the studio, there's a concert. Two people were invited, and the first one to sing the same song. The first person on the podium and sang the song. The second person, what do I want to sing again? This is what I'm singing. We're having the same song. All the people are clapping. So they're clapping. But someone called me that, let me go out there. Let me do it. I believe I can do it. And when he just came on and presented his own song, the same song, people were crying, shedding tears.
Wow.
The same song.
Wow.
Now, that's to tell you that everybody, you have to discover yourself that now I'm going out there to present my own in my own way.
Exactly.
I know I can do it.
Exactly.
So your ability, that's why we're talking about ability in the previous episode of Transform Podcast. Talking about ability, your ability, you have the same fingerprint with the other person.
Yes.
Your DNA is different with other person. That's why you are different in your way. And you mentioned about uniqueness. And what we bring about our website that talking about uniqueness. Okay. I love that word, unique. You're unique your own way. So I have been a DJ with me in the studio only for some minutes now. And the airports, we love it so much. So until next we meet on the same, or do you have anything again? You don't have anything again. I need to ask you a question. What is the question? I need to ask you a question again. You already answered that question. So now, till now we meet on another episode of the Transform Podcast. I always say, my name is Akeni Paul. Be renewed and be transformed. God bless you. Video, thank you. So God bless you, sir.